Hello. Appreciate you tuning in. And I would like to speak with you this afternoon concerning obtaining God's grace. Obtaining God's grace. How do you get it? Some people would like to think that just because Jesus has died for us, therefore all people are in God's grace. This is a universalist type view, but certainly it is not true from the Scriptures. If all people were in God's grace just by virtue of the sacrifice of Christ, there's no reason to have the Bible because God's already done it for you. There's no way to live. You've already got it. And it doesn't really matter how you live. Certainly, if God's grace is extended in the sense of being upon all people and is always going to stay with them, then you would discount just about every kind of Bible teaching concerning grace that we have. But the grace of God has been offered. It has been manifested or shown unto all people. And it does teach us that we should deny worldliness and godly lusts, as it says in Titus chapter 2. When it comes to obtaining this grace, then, since it isn't automatically upon us, God's favor is not automatically with us. He doesn't give us his so-called stamp of approval just because Jesus has sacrificed himself. But instead, he requires something. Let's see what God requires. In John 1 and in verse 17, it says the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Now, it's not that there were no items of grace in the Old Testament system. Moses understood some things about grace being in God's favor. The Old Testament talks about grace, like, for example, when Noah found grace in the eyes of God, Genesis 6, verse 8. But the fullness of God's favor, the ability to say, I will be ultimately and eternally saved, that only comes through Jesus Christ. He says truth came through Jesus Christ. Certainly everything Moses said was true, but it was not the whole truth. God had in preparation something even better to come, the full revelation of truth under the last will and testament of Jesus Christ. So, under Jesus Christ, we look to see what the answer is for our salvation. How can I have peace with God? How can I get right with the Lord, be in His favor, in His grace, if you will? How might I receive His gift of salvation? In Romans chapter 5, in verse 1, it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, John 1, verse 17. We have peace with God. We are justified by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ. He brings unto us the grace and the truth that are necessary for us to be right with God. Now, does that take nothing on our part? Well, certainly it does take something, because he says we have been justified by faith. So grace isn't just automatically bestowed upon us, even though it is offered to us. We must accept it. We do the accepting by faith. Now look here at verse 2 of Romans chapter 5. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace, in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Through Jesus Christ, that's the whom of verse 2 in Romans chapter 5, we also have access by faith. Now you have to use that phrase. It is so important to understanding God's whole scheme of redemption. By faith in Jesus Christ, knowing what He did for us and knowing how to respond to that, you see, then we're able to get into this grace in which we stand. Rejoice in hope of the glory of God. If Jesus Christ is the door, if He gives access into the grace of God, then the natural question is, well, I believe that, but what is it I do by faith to know that I now have that? In other words, to get it and to be assured that I've got it. The only way that you can be sure that you've got it is to respond in faith in the way that the Bible teaches that all people have to receive the forgiveness of sins. God forgives those who are in favor with Him, those who are in His grace. Therefore, if the Bible says to do this, to be forgiven, then you know that you have responded in faith and by faith so that you are in God's grace then. In Ephesians chapter 2, it says in verse 8, by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now, if God gives us salvation, and He says it's by grace, but it's through faith, then let's think about this salvation by grace through faith. Does it come when I just say, well, Lord, I've read part of the Bible, or maybe even all the Bible. and I believe it. Therefore, am I saved? Well, no, that's not the point at which you are. I mean, the demons, they know what's in the Bible, don't they? The devil himself quoted Scripture unto Jesus. That didn't mean he's saved. Well, what more does it take then? I know it. I know that it's true. I mean, I believe it. That's not all that it means by being saved by grace through faith. The faith has to be a living faith. It must do what God says has to be done. Now, the first thing God says to do, naturally, is to believe. Jesus one time was asked, what may we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus pointed out, believe. Believe. So you have to have faith in what God has done through Jesus Christ, and you have to, of course, trust in Him that He will reward those who seek Him. So you have to seek out God's will to do it, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And as you seek out God's will, you find that He does require us to do something by faith, to accept this grace, to accept the salvation God offers. And that is, we must repent of our sins. Because without that, you've got a lot of people out there who may say, well, yeah, I know I ought to be doing this or that. That's because they believe it, but they just won't do it. And since they won't, they're going to live in stubbornness and without repentance. God says, you know, that's not the kind of person that's saved. You must be a penitent person. Jesus himself pointed out in Luke 13, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. It is absolutely necessary. That's why it was said in Acts 2:38 that repentance is for the remission of sins. Because those people just had to repent. We have to repent if we want to be saved as well. Now, somebody says, well, I am sorry for what I've done. And I just want to do right. Am I saved automatically now? Well, no. The Bible points out that a faith which is a shame faith, in other words, I believe, but I'd rather not let anybody know about it. In fact, I fear so much that I won't let anybody know about it. I'll just keep it to myself. Jesus pointed out that if you don't confess Him, He won't confess you come judgment day. And the Bible points out with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now, if you're going to confess Jesus Christ, then this allows people to know that you are a believer and you're ready to complete your obedience. Now, what do I mean by complete your obedience? There has to be some point at which you can say, I have now been changed. I've been washed from my sins. I am in God's grace. I have obtained it. Without that, you're just left out in the dark wondering, well, did I really get it or not? I sort of feel better, but now the next day I don't feel as good and so forth. No telling how many millions of people out there are just flapping in the wind right now. They don't really know about their salvation. They think they've got it one day. The next day they get up or they do something bad and they wonder if they've lost it. Here is the fact of the matter. You know you have become a Christian, that you've passed from life unto death, from death unto life, if you have done what God said to do to be forgiven. In Acts 2 and verse 38, it doesn't just say repentance for remission of sins. They were told, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Now, if you will do that, then you are in Jesus Christ. You have put on Christ in baptism. Read Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Having put on Christ, you can now serve Him as a Christian, knowing that you have obtained this grace from God and that you can serve Him faithfully the rest of your days. And whether or not death comes to you early or later on in this life, it is of no moment, because you have an eternal and heavenly home waiting for you that God the Father will bestow upon you. And not just you, but all of those who love is appearing, people who likewise have believed, people who have thrown off the shackles of sin and said, I will commit them no more. They've repented. People who have said, I know that Jesus is the Christ and I will admit to such. They have confessed. And having confessed, then they were assisted in being baptized for the forgiveness of their sins. They worked then for the Lord in His kingdom, the church, and as a part of God's family, God ends up blessing them. After a while, in heaven itself. Isn't that something for all of us to look forward to? Obtain the grace of God. He offers it to you. Won't you accept it in obedience unto the gospel? You're saved by grace through faith. But where is your faith today? Have you actually done what God says to do? Is there any way that we from the Mount Gilead Church of Christ can help you do God's will? If we can, then just pay us a visit. We'd be happy to do so. The church building is located just north of Tompkinsville. Just go past Walmart a little bit, hang left on Mount Gilead Road, and you see us there. Why don't you come by and see us? Visit us at one of our worship services, and if there's any way we can be of assistance to you, just let me know.